Tell us about the program, Swamp.
Hey, I'd love to, John. It'll be an hour of local artists, some old favorites, original tunes.
Okay, Swamp, July show here.
July.
They said it wouldn't last. Here we are.
Yeah. Hey, what do they know?
We're past by our anniversary, first year of homegrown music.
Yeah.
And got some folks here that to start the show off with some lively music here.
Yeah. Yeah, this is Pat Liston was in town here for the 6th of July downtown and playing a solo gig. And this features his old band, which I don't know, they're still maybe getting together. I've heard this and that about them. It's called Mama's Pride. And if you grew up the year I grew up in, they're kind of a big deal. They were real premier St. Louis
band. You grew up in a year, yeah.
I've grown up, all I'm going to, I'm growing out now, I think.
Up and out.
They had a, I guess they still play some. Pat Liston is this fellow's name, who's in town here a while back. And this song, though, the band is Mama's Pride. And once again, they had a couple albums out on the Atco label, so they were a bona fide deal.
And he wrote this one.
And this is one that he wrote. And we'll take a listen to it. It's called She's a Stranger to Me Now.
Here we go, Stranger Now.
Sidewalks of the city seem to constantly remind me of the days when I'd walk along, you were by my side. We would take the bus down to the park, I think it was the number four. Would sit and talk about how wonderful it was to be alive. Maybe we should go our separate ways, because I've come to find the way we're living now is scattered all our days. You looked at me and said, Daddy, please tell me, is it something that I've done? You said, oh no, my love, it's just when things don't right, I feel the need to run.
Cause life will never go wrong. It's all good, it's letting me around. You may think that it's for free. If you do,
lovesick mind is longing for the things I could not see. I was proud and spoke so loud about the things you could not give to me. Now I stand before myself in judgment for the games I used to play. And a small but haunting voice is in my conscience, and I can hear it say,
Mama's Pride.
Yeah, Mama's Pride from 1977. It's the, what is the name of this thing? It's called Uptown and Downtown, sir.
Uptown
and Lowdown.
Uptown and Lowdown.
Uptown and Lowdown.
You got the Lowdown on the Uptown.
There you go.
Those guys were around St. Louis and around here, and Pat's done some gigs here in the area, even lately.
Yeah.
Including the Fourth Fest Saturday, the 6th.
He's played around the Copper Dock and Pokey and a place in Highland, too, is what I hear. So I don't know the name of the place in Highland, but...
Yeah, and there's some good guitar licks. It sounds a little bit like the Allman Brothers a little
bit. It's got all little Allman Brothers to it there.
Yeah.
Rumor was that they did a tour with Greg Allman years ago. I don't know. Pat's got a book out, and I haven't read it, and that probably has all the answers in it.
So. All the answers.
But anyway, we might get a hold of that one.
Book and several albums. And,
and a couple albums. Yeah.
They're on the verge of moving on.
Yeah. Our Izzy band, we opened for them one time down in St. Louis, and I probably just, rubbed shoulders with them, but don't really know them, didn't know them. But yeah, they were kind of the premier St. Louis band for sure.
Okay. So, all right.
She's a stranger to me now. And I'll tell you this show, we're going to do a little more rocking, I think, John. So as Mama's Pride, there's another anniversary. Let's go into this. Guess we played in Greenville 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
On July 1st, there's two different bands that played.
July 1st, there's two different bands.
Two different bands.
One of them was the Bellamy Brothers, right?
Well, you're going a little bit farther back.
I'm going further back.
Further back.
Okay.
Not quite so far.
All right, don't go
this
that
is 2017.
Far. 2017.
July 1st, 2017.
Was that 16, the Bellamy Brothers?
It was Head East.
Played. Head East.
Head East.
Head
East. They played. And
yes.
I'd like to get a cut by them here shortly.
Okay. We'll do some Head East program.
Our band Swamp Daddies opened for Head East that
yes.
night. So it was I don't know if you were there or not.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, a good turnout that night. I think you remember about 5,000 people.
Yes, we could do a Swamp Daddies tune tonight, probably.
Yeah, maybe so. I don't have any Swamp Daddies with me.
You can always find a Swamp Daddy.
I don't know. Maybe something. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, I'd like to do Head East here.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do some Head East here. Pristine album, at least the cover has got some different artwork.
It does. This is an album called Flat as a Pancake, and the listeners out there have to use their imaginations if you've never seen them.
We can paint a picture for them.
We can paint a picture.
If everybody's seen a pancake with syrup and butter, and it looks so good, it looks like something mom just put in front of you for breakfast, and
those are pretty good.
And you're just delighted to be there.
Good thing that I had supper already. I'd be getting hungry.
That's right.
Flat as a pancake. I think I've heard that this kind of works both ways as a title, because I think they got together around Champaign, Illinois, and Champaign is flat as a pancake.
Not like the rest of this.
State. Not like the rest
hills
of the
hills and hollers of the rest of Illinois. Yeah.
If you want hills and hollers, you got to go farther south in Illinois. That's for sure. So. Not much around here.
There's a Garden of the Gods.
Garden of the Gods, that area.
They got some good stuff down there, dude.
Like I say, they were here a couple years ago. The only surviving member of this lineup that we're going to play is a guy named Roger Boyd, who's still with him, and he's got four other guys or whatever, and kind of carrying on the name. So,
they're from Illinois. They've been around here. They played in downtown Greenville.
They were in Greenville. I think Roger is a native of Carlisle, I think, maybe. And then the other guys I'm not positive about. They're all from Illinois here. And I think they got together, maybe the U of I up in Champaign, possibly.
This is kind of their signature song.
This is a signature song. Everybody knows it.
People jump up.
They're
and
still
get
making.
With
the guy that wrote it, Mike Somerville, was the guitar player. And I guess he's still getting royalties off this thing. So,
well, that's a positive thing.
Yeah. Okay. It's probably being played someplace as we speak right now. And we're going to add to it.
We're going to add to it because when we're through speaking. But
that's right.
Which is coming pretty close to about right now.
There you go.
Give me the name of this. What is it?
Never Been Any Reason.
Never Been Any Reason.
Never Been Any Reason.
Here we go.
Going down for the last time. woman with the sweet loving better than a white line.
Don't you know she could
bring a good feeling ain't had in such a long time. Save my life, I'm going down for the last time.
Memories of Fourth Fest Past.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, a couple years ago. I was looking at liner notes, and this happened right across. This was recorded in at Golden Voice Studios in Pekin, Illinois.
And I lived in Pekin for about 5 years, and I cannot tell you where the Golden Voice Studios were in Pekin.
You never went in there?
I hope they were downtown.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I'm guessing.
Downtown. Yeah, there's a story about Pekin, the old band I play with. We'll get in that some other time.
Okay, another time for a Pekin story.
Yeah. I just like to mention the guys playing here. Steve Houston plays drums. John Schlitt was the lead vocalist, co-lead vocalist. Roger Boyd, again, played the keyboards, the synthesizer, all that sort of thing. Mike Somerville played guitar and sang, and he wrote this song, too. So Mike Somerville.
Did a dandy job there.
Dandy job. Like I say, he's probably still getting some song royalties, everything.
Songwriters, checks for doing that.
Yeah, I hope so. Probably is. A guy named
courtesy of your local radio station.
That's right.
By the way. Yes, and we're proud to help out.
And we're adding to that, right? Yes, sir. ASCAP is proud of us.
ASCAP is listening.
Don't leave out Dan Burney, played bass and sang on this also. So, but anyway, yeah, it's the Flat as a Pancake album. It's kind of classic, I think. So
yeah, it is.
Anyway,
wow. They've been here. Yeah.
I met Roger. Somebody introduced me to Roger Boyd, who again is the only original surviving member, and I talked to him that when I was a kid, there was a place called Winchester Cathedral. I remember Jeff Lydell was interviewing Roger about all this, and Roger, when he was a teenager, still played this place called Winchester Cathedral, which is basically the Kelsey building down here, south of CVS and all that, and they had teen dances there, which I was in junior high. I'd go there just about every weekend, and that's probably some of my first live music, and put me on the road to
got
ruin.
Got you charged up.
Yeah. And
for the life you led.
The life we led, yeah. Leading, like, yeah. Right. Still leading kind
leader,
of, I guess.
Leader, of the, leader of the swamp daddy.
There you go, oh, yeah.
We're going to bring some swamp daddies in here.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, I don't want to blow my own horn too much on that, but we'll play them once sometime.
Because they opened up for Hitties.
Yeah, we opened.
You opened up for Hitties.
And I think we'll bring the other band in later on. We'll play some more folky country type things here, but anyway, Winchester Cathedral was a place, a guy named Larry Nelson opened up years ago, and just a place for kids to go, and you heard live music, and soda pop, the dancing's free, all that kind of
soda
stuff.
Soda pop, the dancing's free.
It was
good old Hank Williams.
Kind of fun place to go, yeah. Yeah. You got the reference there, yeah.
It's it, yeah.
Pretty good place, and I talked to Roger about that, because I went to that place almost every weekend, something to do. I don't know if they did it Fridays and or Saturdays or both. I said, what was the name of your band? He said, the Timations. So his first band was the Timations.
Timations.
He didn't explain that.
There's a
little bit of a Temptations thing there, maybe, or something. I don't know.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
I don't know. But he remembers playing there, and I didn't see his band that I remember. But anyway, that's a little tie with. So he, like I say, he grew up in Carlisle down here. So.
Okay.
Now I think his band maybe kind of got together in Champaign, possibly. There was a couple bands like REO Speedwagon is another one.
University of Townsville.
Yeah.
The talent.
Yeah, right. And you can, pretty good talent pool.
Like Greenville University. And we've got some good stuff coming from some very talented Greenville University performers here coming up in this show today.
Yeah.
Within the hour.
Within the hour. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I'm good.
Let's work on that right now.
Hey, John. Here's a band I've been wanting to get on, and we had a CD didn't work with our format, and the fellow who recorded this and gave me a copy, Jim Krapf from Ovalle, Missouri. I know him a little bit. I know his wife a little better, Kathy Ferguson, who I went to school with, and they're big fans of this guy, and rightfully so. A guy named Orville Johnson, who we played a little bit of his Dober album here for him. The background of this is that my friend Jim there, he ran across Orville back at SIUE Edwardsville in 1970. He wrote me a letter and was kind of explaining the history of this whole thing. Orville Johnson was sitting around the quadrangle down there at SIUE, which I used to do a fair amount of when I was a student there, and didn't feel like going to class sometimes. I knew that. And Earl played guitar and as a good lead singer. Got together with a banjo player named Larry Vanek, five string banjo. They eventually added people on. Tim Micah plays violin, and Doug Meyer played bass with them. So they were around the area, around that Edwardsville area, till the mid 70s sometime. And I caught them a couple times. Well, here's where we get into the name of the band. Jim said, I don't know if he played much, but he's playing a harmonica one night around these guys. And he said, what's the name of this piece? And he said, The Dinosaurs of Rome. And they said, huh. One guy said, why don't we call it The New Dinosaurs of Rome? Because we're more of like a progressive bluegrass band. We play songs that aren't just up. Bluegrass song.
This first one wasn't originally a bluegrass
song. No, it's not a bluegrass song.
It's got a
right.
beat with this song.
Yeah, all I got some notes on. Orville was raised in Southern Illinois someplace, so kind of the main guy there. But Orville played guitar and was the lead vocalist. Again, Larry Vanek, Tim Micah, and they had a guy named Doug Meyer. Just to get ahead of ourselves, Larry and Orville both moved to the state of Washington in 1976. So I think a couple of the other guys kind of hung on around this area, the other two. First cut.
And here we go.
That's all we need to say about them. Thank you.
Swamp. Yes, from the Beatles. And then with the bluegrass beat there. Excellent.
Yep. Yeah. Called A Day in the Life. All heard that one. I just liked a couple more notes on these guys. They scored a gig on the Julie Bell Swain riverboat and steamboat, but they actually got a gig there for 2 summers. So and they ran into John Hartford, I think, along the line. And John mentioned something about him in some article that he mentioned Orville singing some of his songs, too. So the other members of this band, Larry Vanek, who played five-string banjo, actually moved to starting to play sax. The violinist taught violin for many years, said, and he played with symphony orchestras, so all this kind of thing. So I think the bass player also played with, or still around, one of them's still around here, I think, too, but anyway, they kind of migrated mostly out west there, so. But anyway, good choice, and I'd like to thank my friends Jim and Kathy for giving me this CD. There's a lot of good stuff. I hope to play some more stuff in the future, too. So.
All right. Good band. Yes. We had talked about earlier a contest that the folks from the Green Book ran the last week in June. They ended up being big winners.
And, you got all the info there, John.
This was done at the Sheldon and Concert Hall in St. Louis. It was a huge competition. Anyway, the winner got to go to Nashville and do some professional recording down there and also perform later on at the Sheldon. And in this contest, of the 11 finalists in the contest that performed at the Sheldon in St. Louis, four of those folks were from Greenville University. And when all the smoke cleared and the contest was over, the number one spot went to one of those people from Greenville University. And his name is Clayton Jones, and the song, Swamp, is called The Ringleader, and it's a dandy. It's got very much of a circus theme here, but you're going to enjoy this as much as I did when I first heard it. Here comes Clayton Jones and The Ringleader.
Welcome to the circus that I call my life. This is my life. Jumping through fire, you might get torn. Walking that wire, you might fall short. Chasing the tail of the lion inside, reaching for the bar even though it's so hard. From the outside it looks crazy, but after you've tried it's amazing.
Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome to the circus that I call my life. This is my life. Learned to love my stripes, love my stripes. Yeah, I'll always be them. Yeah, I'll always be. Yeah, I'll always be the ring, 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 ring leader. Yeah, I'll always be them. Yeah, I'll always be. Yeah, I'll always be the ring, 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 ring leader. Ring leader. Who really cares if the crowd applauds? It's you that's flying while they just watch. Chasing the tail of the lion inside, reaching for the bar even though it's so high. On the outside it looks crazy, but after you've tried it's amazing.
Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome to the circus that I call my life. This is my life. Learned to love my stripes, love my stripes. Yeah, I'll always be the, yeah, I'll always be. Yeah, I'll always be the ring, 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 ring leader. Yeah, I'll always be the, yeah, I'll always be. Yeah, I'll always be the ring, 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 ring leader. Yeah, there was a day when I looked in the glass. I looked at myself and I just had to ask. I said, man, what's the deal? What's holding you back? Now being afraid is a thing of the past.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I'll always be the, yeah, I'll always be the.
Hey, Swamp, Clayton hey, Jones.
That's all right. Sounds like he knows what he's doing.
There. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Obviously, I mean, he was the winner of that that whole big contest in St. Louis last month. You know, there's somebody that's local as can be around here, and we haven't played anything by her on the show since we.
I think we did.
I think we did one.
We did one. Yeah, we did one.
Okay. Yep. Okay. This one isn't one of her well-known tunes, but boy, it comes off an album, and it's just downright good old country music.
Yeah,
and I really like it. It's called "There Goes the Neighborhood," and we're talking about none other than Pocahontas Proud, redneck lady herself. Gretchen Wilson coming up right here.
She's in Pokey last year, I guess.
Was she?
Yep. Stopped through Pokey. There's rumors she's going to show. I didn't go over. Had a tribute to Lenjo's was like their whatever.
That's right. Yes.
She showed.
We did a news story about that. Yeah.
She made part of the video there too. I think too. I don't know if the whole thing or not, but I think she shot some of the video.
Yeah.
There, so.
Yep.
So she was around about a year ago, I guess.
And like I said, hey, there goes the neighborhood. Yeah. Here we go. Got some more visitations from 4th of July, 4th Fest passed.
Back on 2017, we mentioned that Head East played July 1st, and a band I play with, Swamp Days, opened for them. And then the next day, I think maybe Brother Jefferson played the next day. The Ides of March showed up, a bunch out of Chicago. And the main guy out there was this fellow named Jim Petterick, and he's lead guitar and pretty much lead vocal. And he wrote this song. It's a song that, it's another song like Never Been Any Reason. I think it's probably being played someplace. Everybody's heard this one. See if you know what it is. We'll tell you what it is at the end of the song.
Hey, well, I'm a friend, a stranger in the black sedan. I want you to hop inside my car. I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now, I'm sure you know that I love you, that I need you. I want you, got to have you tried. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Hollywood. But if you wanna stay just like you are, you know I think you would really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you, that I need you. I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. Car. I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, babe. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you, that I need you, I want you, I get to have you. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. And I'm your vehicle, babe. God in heaven, you know I love you.
Here's the Ides of March. That was the Ides of March.
Okay, Swamp, the Ides of March.
The Ides of March. I wanted to play this back in March. I thought it would make sense, and we didn't have the turntable going, so we finally got the turntable going. And this is a seven-piece band out of Chicago. I don't know if you saw them when they're in Greenville, but
oh yeah.
They still sound good. Yeah. Great. This album was recorded in Columbia Studios in Chicago. Going back, and the main guy was kind of Jim Petrick, was lead vocalist, lead guitar player. And I think he went on to some other bands and quite a songwriter, too. I think he wrote songs for different people. So anyway, that was July 2nd. And this is Chapman Brothers. We had Jeff downtown here for the 6th. 4th of July, 6th Fest, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's on the 6th, it's the 4th of July, I guess, celebrating. But yeah, Jeff and Jerry on this one.
We got a good old country song here with the Chapman boys.
And, yeah.
And it's...
I think it's, maybe Willie wrote this thing, didn't he? I think Willie knows.
Did he?
I think he did.
Story about the nightlife.
Nightlife.
It's called...
Yep.
The Nightlife.
The Nightlife.
Thank you. my life. Many people just like me, dreaming of old used to be. Yes, a nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life. Oh, listen to the blues he's playing. Thank you.
Well, Swamp, we won't have to introduce this lady because she introduces herself just before she sings her song. But her name is Mandy Pennington, and she's one of the college folks that our friends from the University of Greenville. She was graduated a few years ago, and she's now working as a singer and songwriter in Nashville, which is good work if you can get it, by golly, especially if you're singing and writing stuff that's working. And there you go. All right. This is a cute song. You got to love it. It's the signature. It says it's her signature song. Oh, here it is. The name of the song, Swamp, is Love You So. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Mandy Pennington. Check out my new single, Love You So, on iTunes, Spotify, Bandcamp, and more. I ran over a mailbox and then I ran out of gas. I ran a 5K just to prove that I would finish last. I've waited for my prince to come, but I've just been kissing toads. So I shoplifted some new lipstick and got tackled in the road. I woke up late on Sunday, so I totally missed church. Then I tried out being hippie, but I just don't care about the earth. I ate 3-day-old mac and cheese, cause there was nothing in my fridge. Then I sobbed over my bank account and dreamt of being rich. So I break things and I spill things, and I always need directions. And I don't like pets, have student debt, and I'm used to rejection. Oh, these are the things that I thought you ought to know. But if you love me, I will love you so. Oh, oh. I called my waitress, sir, on accident, and she got mad. I forgot my mama's birthday, so then she got really sad. I spilled coffee on my tax form so they match my carpet stains. Then I took an IQ test that told me I don't have a brain. Well, I break things and I spill things and I always need directions. And I'm critical, apolitical, and I'm used to rejection. Oh, these are the things that I thought you ought to know. But if you love me, I will love you. And I always need directions. And I cry a lot, just want to tie the knot. But I'm used to rejection. Oh, these are the things that I thought you ought to know. But if you love me, well, I break things and I spill things. And I always need directions. And I don't like pets, have student debt, and I'm used to rejection.
Swamp, that Mandy Pennington did a heck of a job on that little tune called Love You So. Swamp, let's do one by Bill Chambers. He's going to be coming in here from Australia and doing a show at the Globe Theater. And this one is about Hank Williams and his 52 Cadillac.
Heading down Louisiana, smoking in to New Orleans. I came across from Alabama, chasing down a poet's dream. Somebody said, saw me running, always running out of town. Baby blue, ragtop Cadillac, rolling with the windows down. Lay my bones in Montgomery, rock my soul, rest my back. The road was long, but it all ended 1952 Cadillac. Amphetamines, gin and rhinestone, not the answer for good health. No one's ever gonna save you. You gotta save your weary self. If you get back to Alabama, see that my grave is kept clean. I covered every lonesome highway, California, New Orleans. Lay my bones in Montgomery, rock my soul and rest my back. The road was long, but it all ended 1952 Cadillac. The road was long, but it all ended 1952 Cadillac.
Swamp, we got time for one more tonight. How about from our old buddy Bob Johnson? I love this song. It's called Yodeling With You. Here comes Bob Johnson.
Well, the working day starts early on the prairie, trying to make ourselves a bean or two. When the working day is done, could we sit down one-on-one? I'd love to spend some yodeling time with you. Life ain't always easy on the prairie. I know that your life ain't easy too. Thank you. life is busy too, but we can still get her done if we pick the pace of sun. 'Cause I'd love to spend my old lifetime with you.
For tonight, that was Bob Johnson. Yeah, they were yodeling right along there. Good tune, by golly. We got plenty of other people from the university that will be playing in next month's program, because we're going to have a heck of a program next month. We've already worked some stuff in for set up some stuff for next month. August program will be coming up the 18th of August, and we've got something else going on in August too. Yeah, tell us about Craig's deal.
All right, our old buddy Craig Bumber, he's throwing another wing ding there at the Globe Theater on August the 11th from 1 to 3 p.m. in the Globe Theater.
It's Sunday, August 11th.
I would think it's Sunday. Yeah, it's always
Sunday. Yeah, that'll be the week before our next program, yes.
Yeah.
They're going to have a good opening group there.
Yeah, I think so. I'm in it, so of course I agree.
The Elastic Waistband.
Yeah, the Elastic Waistband, a rare appearance by the Elastic Waistband.
Rare appearances.
Yes, they put the waistband signal in the sky, and they got us there. So, the main headliner is a guy named Bill Chambers.
He's all the way from a foreign country.
From, I think, Australia.
Australia.
Yeah.
That's a hop, skip, and a jump, I tell you. A big jump.
Big jump there.
Big
jump.
20-hour jump.
Oh, you bet. I imagine. Yeah.
That'll leave your head swimming. I hope he's not coming directly.
I hope so, too. I don't know. Yeah. So, might have a little jet lag on that deal.
Yeah.
Unless he's doing some other alternate transportation. I don't know.
Okay. Well, we got that in.
Yeah, Bill Chambers.
Bill Chambers. August the 11th, Sunday. And that does it for us this month as far as the Homegrown Music Program, Swamp.
Yep. Another one done.
Say goodbye to the good people out there.
Bye, you good people out there. Thank you.
WGEL Greenville.